this year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, asking Wisconsinites what's on their minds this election season. Friends Haley Pucker and Dana Gerber-Margie both graduated from college during the recession, and they're still feeling the financial strain. They sat down with WPR to talk about this issue and more.
Do you plan to vote in this fall's election?
I do.
Okay, why?
Sometimes it seems like voting is one of the few ways that I can actually do something. It feels like I don't have a lot of power, but that vote carries the power I actually do have to, you know, get my voice out there and to get my opinion out there and perhaps actually cause change. Are you going to vote in this fall's election, Dana?
I do plan to vote. I think I'm going to plan to vote for the rest of my life in every election.
And why? Why do you vote?
I don't have much money, so the one thing that it feels like I can do more than donate large amounts of cash to organizations that are important to me, it feels like I can vote for people who think and feel similarly to me, even if I feel a little cynical, a lot cynical, about our democracy.
One of the things we get really worked up about and care about is healthcare in this country. Just trying to maneuver through the healthcare system. And I was in an accident in fall. I was biking home and an SUV hit me. I flew onto the sidewalk. An ambulance came and I was bleeding. I was bruised. I was cut. And they said, well, we don't think anything's broken. But do you want us to take you to the emergency room? We think you should go in. But as I was sitting in the ambulance, I did not think, oh, you know, like, did I break something? Are my intestines okay? Like, right. My internal organs? All I could think was, what's my copay to go to the emergency room? And how much does an ambulance ride cost? And no one should think that in my mind. No one should be hurt or sick and worry about what it's going to cost. Dana, what was it like entering the real world after college? I know we've talked about this a lot.
Oh, my God. It was awful. During the time I was at college, the recession happened. And then I couldn't find stable, full-time work with benefits, with anything. I cobbled together 5 part-time jobs, and then I listened as old people told me I didn't work hard enough. And I never saw a way out.
I still don't feel like I've entered the real world almost. I know that sounds so dumb. Like,
I only feel like I'm recovering.
Yeah.
Do you think one of the reasons that you don't feel like you've entered the real world is because of your student loans?
Yeah. about half of my income every month goes to student loan bills. I live by the calendar to a scary amount. I know, the 22nd, this $400 loan is due. The 28th, this one is due. Like, I'm never not thinking about money.
If I didn't feel so tired all the time,
right?
I feel like I could do so much more. And I feel so tired because my mind is always thinking about money and inequality, my student loan debt and my health care and how I fit into it. And
it's exhausting.
That is one of the mini stories that's part of WPR's Beyond the Ballot. Bridget Bowden is project manager for this work. She's a special projects reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Joins us now in the studio. Bridget, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listening to that, it feels like I'm eavesdropping on a very intimate, personal conversation. And normally reporters are out there interviewing people. Why are you deviating from that and having people talk to one another?
So with this project, we're doing a little bit of both. We are out there interviewing people. Our goal for Beyond the Ballot is to do 500 interviews across the state.
Wow.
But for some of those people, we will bring them back and, yeah, have them ask each other questions. And, yeah, it's exactly like you said. It gives it a real intimate feel. And I think that some things came out with them talking to each other that wouldn't have necessarily come out if I had been the only one asking questions.
Yeah, how does encouraging this conversation play into the purpose of Beyond the Ballot?
So with Beyond the Ballot, we are really trying to find out what issues the people of Wisconsin care about and what issues might influence them as they go to vote this fall. So in these interviews, we're trying to find out what those issues are. And so any way that we can get people to talk about what they care about, we're going to try it.
So what do you want people to learn from listening to others who share their stories?
I'm hoping that people learn what a, you know, broad variety of people we have here in Wisconsin. There are all sorts of people with all sorts of different life experiences and opinions. And I think understanding where people are coming from can help us, you know, be better to each other. And so I'm hoping that people, once they hear the stories, will learn to understand what people are experiencing in their lives.
And from what I understand, this was the first conversation that you put together between two people. Should we expect to hear more as we get closer to the election?
Yes, definitely. We are taping another conversation between two people later this week, so you'll definitely hear more of that.
And so what should we expect from Beyond the Ballot going forward?
You should expect a variety of things, conversations like this, as well as news features that you would hear on our air any other time. We'll also be getting story ideas from people we interview. We're hoping to go out there and talk to people and learn about things that we didn't know about and then report on those things. So you'll be hearing a lot from us.
What surprised you so far in this process?
I think the thing that surprised me the most is just how enthusiastic people are to share their stories. Regular people don't get asked what they think about politics and about the world very often. You know, we hear from politicians and we hear from people who work in government and people who work for organizations, but to ask just, you know, your neighbor or your teacher or your friend what's important to you, people really want to share what they have to say.
And how can people connect with this?
People can see the work on WPR.org/ballot, but we would actually really love if people could participate in the project, and they can do that by calling our hotline, which is 877-782-8942, or they can also email us at beyondtheballot@WPR.org.
Bridget, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was Bridget Bowden, Special Projects Reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She's Project Manager for Beyond the Ballot. The Morning Show is produced by Brianne Shasso, Keely Baltina, Ideas Network Director Cheryl Gasser, Michael Derringer, Michelle Johnson. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is the Ideas Network.